Recorded live on the Apple G4 PowerBook from Ancaster, Ontario, this is Tech Podcast This Week for June 20th, 2005. Hi, I'm Brad Gibson. TTW is a collection of show announcements and program notes from member podcasts of the TechPodcast.com network. TechPodcast.com is the Internet's leading resource for technically related audio podcasts, and we have a 24-hour-a-day stream available at our website. It is going to be a big week. Let's get started. This week, The Chris Perillo Show features an interview with Dave Weiner, as well as the tale of how Ponzi and Chris first met. The regular Thursday night live broadcast will still be live, but its host is going to be playing host to Gnomedexers in Seattle. Stay tuned to The Chris Perillo Show for more exclusive coverage of one of this summer's hottest tech events. Information at chrisperillo.com and, of course, gnomedex.com. The Geek News Central podcast will be coming to you as live as it can be from Gnomedex, so listeners will want to be checking in as often as possible for new updates. The action kicks off on Thursday. Other members of the techpodcast.com team will be reporting and recording live at Gnomedex. You'll want to be sure to also check the techpodcast.com website, where we will be bringing some special roundtable discussions, and Todd will be on the hunt for podcasting celebrities at Gnomedex, so it will prove to be a very exciting week for the entire podcasting community. Be sure to visit Geek News Central at geeknewscentral.com, and also don't forget to nominate your favorite tech podcasters at podcastawards.com. Coming up this week on the World's Technology Podcast, join Clark Boyd on a trip through spaghetti western country in southern Spain in search of bloggers. Also, there'll be discussions about Microsoft's blogging tool in China and a look at what part blogs played in the Iranian elections. For info on the podcast, go to theworld.org/technology. Chuck and Craig would like to thank everyone for the great feedback on the Blast from the Past show last week. They said they had a lot of fun putting it together and are glad everyone enjoyed it. Coming up this week on Chuck Chat Technorama, your hosts give a Father's Day salute to the various fathers of technology. Wednesday's show is all about alternatives. Stop by chuckchat.com and check out the Technorama blog for more information and news. The Mike Tech Show discusses cool sites, software tips, and tricks that will make you more productive at home and work. This week, Mike announces the winner of the Griffin iTalk. He reads listener emails and discusses what equipment he uses to produce his podcasts. He also talks about the BitTorrent protocol. You can check out the show at miketechshow.com. This week on the Typical PC User Podcast, we explore how to share your printer on a home network using Windows XP. We will have another installment of Weird News from Tech, where Victor provides his take on some of the strangest happenings on the Internet. Finally, we will talk about a new way for you to become more involved with the podcast. No need to wait for the new show, though. Just visit the main site now, typicalpcuser.com, and start learning today. Typical PC User Podcast. Help for the rest of us. Another exciting Pearlcast this week. Our interview is with Mark Jason Dominus, the author of Higher Order Perl. The interview covers some points about functional programming with Perl, as well as talks about the reason for Mark's boycott of Amazon.com. Also, voting is open for our tagline contest. Visit Pearlcast.com and click on your favorite tagline on the sidebar. And finally, don't miss out on our fourth contest for a copy of Advanced Perl Programming. This week, the contest focuses on Tim Todi, Perl's famous statement, "There is more than one way to do it." Visit Pearlcast to see the problem at hand and see how many ways you can solve it using Perl. Have you ever had free time at the computer and have gotten tired of solitaire? Then you need to aggregate to Tired Thumbs this week as we take a two-part look at free online gaming that is out there. We'll tell you how to get it and what you can get for absolutely nothing this week on Tired Thumbs. On Career Opportunities, the High Tech Career Handbook, Blindsided. Many of us suffer from micromanagement on a daily, if not hourly, basis, while others may never get much feedback at all. Instead, we try to judge our performance based on the often confusing comments we receive as we pass our managers in the hallway. As you might imagine, the passing comments we receive might have little to do with the true perception of our performance. In fact, it can often leave us feeling blindsided by bad news when a formal review does occur. Visit WelchWrite.com/career for the entire podcast. The Dave's iPack podcast talks about Windows mobile devices, cell phones, portable computers, and all stuff mobility. This week, Dave will be going over his first impressions of the Slim Devices Squeeze Box version 2.0, the soon-to-be-released Samsung i730, and new information popping up on the HW6500 iPack mobile messenger. Stop by davesipack.com to get all of your Windows mobile and gadget needs. Have you ever asked why some ideas, such as the iPod, become runaway successes? Would you like to learn how to increase the success rate for your ideas? In this week's Killer Innovations podcast, host Phil McKinney presents a structured innovation process that will significantly increase the likelihood of success when transforming your ideas into commercial offerings. Phil also continues his series on how to identify weak signals, those early sparks of trends and ideas that lead to the next killer innovation. For more information or to subscribe, visit killerinnovations.com. Hey, if you missed any of the show URLs, then check out our main website at techpodcast.com for member info. Thanks for listening, and send your comments to tech@techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here.